where you belong, with offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Britt. Right now, as I said, we've got partly sunny skies here at the KLGA studios. We'll check your weather forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. Well, a Fenton woman is the latest recipient of the 1440 Citizen of the Month Award from the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Roger Fisher announced this week that Lori Peterson is the 1440 winner for the month of April. Now, Peterson serves as the librarian for the city of Fenton, and according to the nomination papers, goes above and beyond in serving area residents. Now, the nomination form states that Peterson makes the library a welcoming place and a gathering location for area residents, providing programming like adult learning seminars and multiple book clubs. She also has created a welcome and safe environment for children to enjoy reading, crafts, and activities that promote accountability and compassion. Peterson's also active in her church and is known to demonstrate a positive and caring attitude towards those she meets. Now, if you know someone who lives or works in Kossuth County that demonstrates a caring and positive attitude towards others, you can nominate them for the 1440 Award by emailing Sheriff Roger Fisher, rfisher@kossuthcounty.iowa.gov, or by filling out the form that's available on the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Well, developers of a Northwest Iowa wind farm plan to erect 18 turbines in Emmett County, but they're scaling back their efforts in a neighboring Dickinson County as officials consider changes to their wind turbine ordinance. Joe Crowley is a project developer for Invenergy, the company building the wind farm.
We've definitely been delayed, and that being said, working with counties is a major part of how we build successful projects.
Now, the company originally planned to build 83 wind turbines in Dickinson County. Crowley says it's been pared back to around 70 due to expected changes in the county's ordinance. Now, on Tuesday, Crowley briefed the Emmett County Board of Supervisors on Invenergy's prep work in their county.
We've been doing geotechnical studies as well as diligence to make sure that the sites that we currently have are suitable for the turbines that we're contemplating, as well as just keeping up on working with landowners and refining our layout to make sure that they fit their needs as best as possible.
And the Red Rock Wind Energy Center is planned for Emmett, Dickinson, and Clay counties. Invenergy has built some 17 other wind farms across Iowa. Well, following a public hearing and passage of the county's budget for the coming fiscal year Tuesday morning, Kossuth County Engineer Doug Miller addressed the Board of Supervisors to go over the budget for the Secondary Road Department. Now, Miller went over where the department's budget is headed in the coming fiscal year.
Total expenditures that are budgeted for current fiscal year is $12,902,762. For the year that you are budgeting for, the dollar amount is $10,059,450. So I believe that is less expenditures.
Now, Miller says road construction was an area where the department was working to reduce expenses.
If you look at roadway construction, actual roadway construction in fiscal year 23, which was just completed, was $4,182,418. For budget year this year, it's $2,867,295. And for budget year, what we are coming up to, it's $2 million. That's capital projects, roadway construction.
During a meeting with members of the Kossuth County Library Association on Monday, Board Chairman Kyle Stecker stated that he'd be in favor of restoring library funding to current levels if they can find a way to cut at least $200,000 from the secondary road departments.
If there are more expenditures that the board would like to take away from the road department, please let me know. But I don't know where you're going to trim $200,000 from. And I don't know, is it the Board of Supervisors' intention to solve the library budget by reducing expenditures in secondary roads?
Miller says the board can sacrifice road quality in the name of budget reductions if they want.
Kossuth County has very good secondary roads. It's because of the employees in the secondary road department. It's because of employees in the engineer's office. We could allow the secondary roads to go to hell, simply put, in a hurry. It doesn't take that much planning, but it does take planning in order to keep the roads in as good a shape as what they want.
The members of the Library Association found out late last week that their budgets were being reduced by nearly $200,000. During the meeting on Monday, it was revealed the board had decided about those cuts during a budget workshop in February and never informed anyone from the Library Association that the cuts were coming. Now, the board has agreed to revisit the matter and possibly restore funding to the county's libraries through a budget amendment once the new fiscal year is started. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have more news for you right after this on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
Investments most people will make in a lifetime are your home and vehicles. Rest easy knowing that they are well protected with proper insurance from Central Financial Group. We offer a comprehensive and specialized approach to protecting your belongings from everyday disaster. As an independent insurance agent, we work side by side with multiple companies to make sure you are getting the proper coverage at a proper price. Visit your local Central Financial Group office in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, or Brent. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
At Central Financial Group, we can help you shape an effective financial plan using life insurance. Hi, this is Jerry Bankendorf. We have access to a wide range of products, which allows us to get the right fit for you rather than fitting you into a product. Whether you're looking for protection, cash accumulation, legacy, or estate planning, our knowledgeable team has the resources to deliver a solution specifically made for you. Stop in or call one of our offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, or Britt.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth, Inc.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time is 12:16. Right now we've got partly sunny skies in downtown Algona, a temperature reading of 63 degrees, and we'll check your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. Well, the body of a missing Northwest Iowa truck driver has been found after months of searching. Nathan Cones has details.
53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake was reported missing in November. His truck and its contents were found parked on a highway near Sac City in Sac County. His wife told KCCI-TV that her husband's body was found in a Sac County field and he was identified by his boots. An autopsy is planned. Hundreds of volunteers searched for Schultz last year. His remains were found yesterday, not far from the intersection where his truck was abandoned 5 months ago. I'm Nathan Cones for Radio Iowa, Carroll.
The Iowa legislature has set aside $250,000 to start developing accurate maps of Iowa's underground water resources. State geologist Keith Schilling is director of the Iowa Geological Survey, the agency that will develop the maps of shallow groundwater supplies.
There is an increasing demand for groundwater in Iowa and from municipal users, business and industries, and even irrigation. We know something about our Iowa's shallow groundwater resources, but not everything we need to know.
Now, Schilling says his agency has done some site-specific research in some locations around the state.
What we really need to do is connect the dots and understand how much of this groundwater is available, what's the recharge rate that occurs, how much is discharged to the streams, and how much is being used in order to develop some idea of the long-term sustainability of our groundwater supplies.
Now, Schilling's agency has the equipment, supplies, and technology that can be used to evaluate water supplies above the bedrock surface.
So that includes the shallow sand and gravel alluvium along our river courses and also includes deeper sand and gravel bodies sitting on top of the bedrock, you know, buried by the glacial materials.
Now, the alluvium he mentioned is generally the area that borders a river where sediment is deposited by the flow of water at the surface. The shallow groundwater maps, once completed, should help determine the long-term sustainability of each aquifer in Iowa, according to Schilling.
What product could we do first and easiest to get the, to get some producible results, in which case we might focus year one on more of the Iowa River alluvium, because there are several users that are working in this water supply.
Now, he says understanding the basic distribution of Iowa's shallow groundwater resources may prevent potential disputes over water access in the future.
As users increase, the aquifer itself is not changing shape. There's only so much water there. We need to understand how much water is there and how sustainable its use is.
Mapping deep underground aquifers that are below the bedrock is usually expensive and is not part of the project. The funding to start mapping shallow aquifers is included in a budget bill that cleared the legislature this past week. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report finds positive trends in air quality in two Iowa metro areas. Christina Hamilton is Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association of Iowa.
Des Moines is actually listed on the cleanest cities list. It's ranked 154th in the nation.
The Quad Cities saw slight improvements in the three types of pollution evaluated in the American Lung Association's report. Overall results for Iowa were largely positive, according to Hamilton.
I would like to note that we don't have air quality monitors in every county in Iowa. Only a select few counties have air quality monitors.
Now, specifically, 16 counties have air quality monitors, and the association was able to evaluate data from monitors in 9 of those counties, including Palo Alto County. Now, the Lung Association's report considers particulate pollution, sometimes called soot, as well as ozone or smog, and Hamilton says Metro Des Moines is considered one of the country's cleanest cities because it had fewer days with smog last year.
For short-term particle pollution, we saw slightly more high particle pollution days in the Des Moines metro area, but it's still ranked 79th, which was a better ranking than last year. And then for annual particle pollution, we saw the same level from the previous report, but a better ranking.
Now, exposure to air pollution over a long period of time can cause or inflame lung conditions like asthma or COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. This is the 25th year the American Lung Association has issued its State of the Air report. We'll take a time out. We'll check your weather after this on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
At the Kossuth Regional Health Center Family Pharmacy, we've got your medication covered. Hi, this is Ryan Habiger, pharmacist and manager of the KRHC Family Pharmacy. Our pharmacy serves as a convenient option for patients to fill prescriptions and purchase over-the-counter medications close to home. Whether you come into the clinic or stop through our handy drive-thru, our team of local pharmacists and friendly staff are ready to serve all your needs. We offer short wait times and also have a large over-the-counter selection of medications that have extremely competitive prices. New to the pharmacy, we can now text message you when your prescriptions are ready to go, and you can text us for refills. We also have a QR code on the prescription label, which will allow you to easily use your smartphone for refills. No insurance? We also offer a discount plan for those who qualify. We're located at the Algona Clinic, and our pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Let the KRHC Family Pharmacy take care of your medication and prescription needs as we serve as your home for healthcare.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time is 12:22. Right now we've got partly sunny skies here in downtown Algona, temperature reading of 64 degrees as we are on our way up to a high today around 68, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, thunderstorms in the evening, a better chance after midnight. You'll see a low of 48, a 90% chance of precipitation here through the evening hours, mostly, like I said, through the overnight. Looks like the best chances you're looking at after 10 p.m. You get up to about 25% after 11 p.m. And then moving on into the overnight hours, those chances greatly increase. Kind of around 3 a.m. is when you really start to see high likelihoods of rain showers. So, like I said, mostly overnight tonight, but Friday, showers, thunderstorms throughout the day. Tomorrow, you could see some heavier rainfall amounts tomorrow, a high right around 63. And then for tomorrow night, rain showers continue, a low right around 58. Saturday, partly sunny, a high right around 72. Chance of rain showers later in the day on Saturday. Sunday, rain showers likely, a 90% chance of rain on Sunday, and a high right around 68. Now, yesterday we saw a high of 63. 50 was our low overnight. We had no recorded precipitation as of 6 a.m. Our record high for this date is 89. It was set in 2009. Our record low, 24, set in 1934. We had 1.09 inches of rain on this date in 2004. We had 1 inch of snow on this date in 1965 for our record precip total. Average high for this time of year is 63. Average low is 40. Sunrise this morning is at 6:16. Sunset tonight, 8:13. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:14. Sunset tomorrow at 8:14. That's a look at Hometown Radio News. News this hour has been brought to you by Kossuth Regional Health Center and by Central Financial Group. Our next newscast is coming up. That'll be at 5:10 this evening here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.